Hi, Derek.
Hey, I wish I'd stayed in bed now.
Well, you could have. We'd no B&B guests to make breakfast for this morning.
I roused myself bright and early to come to church, and the Worm of Ambridge was a no-show.
I thought you were sceptical about Clary's claims last Sunday.
I was, Anne, but you never know. Might have slithered across the aisle for an encore.
Oh, really?
The church was packed.
I know. Hadn't seen it that full since Alan gave away those £5 notes.
Is Fat Paul a regular?
No, neither is Eddie.
They had their eyes glued to the floor.
Along with you and everyone else.
Well,
it wasn't exactly respectful to scan the aisles for reptiles while the vicar was talking. Poor Alan.
Nah, he was all right. He was clever to embrace the theme in his sermon.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them. I was fascinated by what he said about the Ouroboros. The snake as a symbol of continuity and eternity, eating its own tail.
Yeah, I rather went over people's heads. They were more interested in the bit about charismatic churches in the States and how it's a sign of the gift of the spirit, holding venomous snakes without being bitten.
Yes, well, we rely on the Church of England to be dull, not charismatic. It's not a place for thrill-seeking.
Oh, come on, you wanted to see the snake as much as I did. You could equally well have enjoyed a lion this morning.
All right, I admit I have an interest in the thing being caught, but only because the churchyard open day could be put in jeopardy.
Might add to the fun.
Don't be ridiculous, Robert.
Sorry.
No parent in their right mind's going to bring a child along if they think a large snake is lurking in the undergrowth.
Especially if it does turn out to be venomous, eh?
Oh.
That's what it said in the Echo.
I thought you didn't believe in
well,
it.
Anything's possible. Anyway, I think I'll stroll along and get a Sunday paper. Are you coming?
No, I'll catch you up. I want a word with Neil.
Okay.
And don't get one with a free CD.
I'll get the one I always get.
Just these yogurts, please.
All right. Oh, nice flavours in this four-pack.
Oh, my little boy will eat anything.
Oh, that's unusual. 1.58 then, please. Hello?
Right. Oh, do you mind getting it out of my purse for me?
No, of course not.
Oh, you need three hands when you're carrying a baby.
Yeah. What's her name?
Mia.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
And she knows it.
How old?
13 months.
Oh, she's tiny. My little girl was just the same. Just like a doll.
Oh, I don't know why. She's a right little guzzler.
Is it just the one boy and girl he got then?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the same.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nice. Perfect, really.
Yeah.
Except my daughter's the older one.
Oh, right.
Oh, she used to boss her brother around when they were young, I can tell you. Oh, look, here's your purse. Do you want a receipt?
No, sir.
Morning, Susan.
Oh, you're late for your paper this morning, Robert.
I've been to church. No sign of a hissing serpent.
Oh.
Though plenty turned out to see it.
Oh, they must be mad.
Here's the right money.
Oh, thanks. There's a big snake escaped.
Yeah, I know. The Worm of Ambridge.
I'm watching me every step till the thing's caught.
Oh, don't blame you.
Well, I'm specially worried because of my grandchild, you see.
Well, it's not the sort of thing you want on the loose with kids around.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, look, can you manage?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Oh, bye-bye then, little one.
Bye.
Oh, bye.
Eddie thinks Alan's taken up snake charming to draw in bigger congregations.
Oh, yeah, well, that's typical.
It's not something to joke about.
Hi, Lindy. Did you catch Neil?
Well, something more important came up, actually.
Well, he'll be at home all tomorrow catching up with his accounts if you want him.
Oh, will he?
Well, did you want anything, Linda?
Only Robert.
Oh, good. Only I'll get the kettle on while it's quiet. I'm parched.
Now, guess what? I've just had a call for a B&B booking.
Oh, nice one. When?
Tonight.
Well, I hope you put them off. We're going out for our meal. What about your review?
Shh, Susan.
Oh, she won't hear. And it's the Thai butterfly tonight. I was really looking forward to it.
Well, we can still go.
Oh, I don't see how.
Robert, don't sulk. Just listen.
What?
Bud and Sunshine have said they won't arrive before 8 o'clock.
Sunshine?
Yes. So we can still go for the early bird special.
I don't think it's very prestigious for Borsetshire Life, the early bird menu.
Oh, Robert, it'll go down a storm. It'll be the restaurant equivalent of shabby chic. Besides, it's all we can afford.
I know that, but there won't be enough time to eat. An hour. We'll have to cancel.
No, we won't. We'll go when it opens at 5:30.
Oh, Lindy. It'll feel like a nursery tea.
Flexibility, Robert.
Oh, what's that, Jakey? A tower?
Yeah.
Here you are, Nick. Nice cold beer.
Mm. Thanks, Will.
Wow, cheers.
Cheers. Oh, great.
Oh, George loves that little sandpit. Keeps him occupied for hours.
I'll have to take him to the seaside for a day sometime. So, he can see me in my bikini.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Careful, Will. Different to them.
Well, you shouldn't be giving me ideas. Here, come on. Let's sit down.
Oh, I better be thinking about their lunch.
Drink your beer first. They're quite happy. You look like you need to relax.
Oh, I do. Mia had a bad night.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're always unsettled when they've spent time with Andrew. He had them all day yesterday.
It's hard for them to keep chopping and changing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, me and Emma do our best to keep things regular for George. But it's still a lot for him to cope with.
Oh, Andrew just doesn't get it. He thinks they're being moody. Oh, he really is a selfish pig. He came banging on the door yesterday while Mia was having her nap. She woke up in a right grizzle.
Ah, they hate that.
And he never did mend the doorbell before he left. He swore he would.
Pop round and do it for you this week, if you like.
Oh, I wasn't hinting.
Come here. It's no trouble. I don't mind.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
So, do you fancy going anywhere this afternoon, then?
Not really. It's so peaceful here. Can't we just chill?
Yeah, just the one bottle, thanks.
Well, she thinks I've made the right choice, the Cabernet Merlot.
I wish she was as keen to bring our tap water. I asked for it 10 minutes ago.
She's charming, isn't she?
You don't have to be so engaging with her.
I'm being polite.
You could be her grandfather.
Don't spoil things.
And don't you drink too much. We're working.
You are. You're Dylan Nels tonight, not me. I have to say, it's a good deal, this. All you can eat for $10.99. The early bird catches the worm, eh?
They make their profit on the wine.
Not on one bottle, they won't. Still, if Glenn refuses to reimburse us when he finds out you're Dylan and not me, we won't have broken the bank.
You leave Glenn to me.
It would have cost twice as much, at least, if we'd come late.
Robert, you're wittering.
Sorry.
I need to gather my first impressions.
The waitresses look wonderful in their costumes.
Thank you, so you keep saying. Now, atmosphere?
Well, hard to tell since we're the only ones here so far. They haven't even got the buffet out yet.
Oh, go and ask for our water.
All right.
Putting me off. Now.
Excuse me, we...
The Lonely Thai Butterfly...
By the way, it's a special occasion tonight for me and my
wife. Was yet a chrysalis when my partner and I arrived for the early bird special. Yes, chrysalis, I like that.
We'll get special treatment now, you'll see.
Why?
I just said it's a special occasion.
What? Why on earth did you tell her that?
We might get a free glass of champers or a piece of cake. You know,
cake?
Why not? I bet she's telling them in the kitchen right now. It's my birthday. Or better still, our anniversary.
Oh.
They might even bring you a rose.
So embarrassing.
Nonsense. They must get husbands saying it all the time. They'll think I'm romantic.
They'll think you're a cheapskate bringing your wife to the early bird buffet on her wedding anniversary.
Mm.
Yes, that's burst your bubble, hasn't it? It was highly unprofessional, Robert. The point is to see what the service is like normally, not on a special occasion.
It'll throw the management off the scent. Mm. They won't suspect you're reviewing the place if you're here to celebrate. Try and act a bit lovey-dovey.
I don't feel lovey-dovey. Pass me the menu.
But we're having the buffet.
Just pass it. Thank you. I want to examine it.
Where's our bottle? I need a drink.
Hope they explain on the buffet what everything is, or how can I recommend anything?
They're bound to.
Oh, there's a starter here called minced pork money bags.
I wish.
Bite-sized servings of minced pork and vegetables wrapped in a rice dough sheet and deep-fried.
Ooh, you're making me hungry.
Well, I said missing lunch was a bad idea.
Well, I wouldn't have had an appetite otherwise. I'm not used to having my dinner at 5:30.
Oh. This is useful on the back.
Thank heavens, they're bringing something out.
It's all about the different regions. The northeast supplies all the basic Thai citrus flavours. Lemongrass, kaffir limes and tamarind that give so many Thai dishes their tangy edge. Do you think they'd miss this?
You can't nick the menu, Lindy. Ask them for a takeaway one.
Who's this?
There's lots of dishes coming out now.
Oh, hello. Yes. Oh, I see. But you are still coming.
Is it the guess?
Ah. Oh. Well, yes, that should be all right, I suppose. Oh, how interesting.
What do they want?
Really? Yes, well, I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Yes, so we look forward to seeing you then. On the right before the narrow bridge, that's it. Bye.
What?
Bud and Sunshine are coming at 7 now, not 8.
Oh, no.
Well, we've still got plenty of time. We just need to get a move on.
Well, I can't enjoy my food if I'm gobbling it down.
Robert, I had to oblige. I'm keen to cultivate this couple.
Why?
Because they're Americans and very alternative. They're doing a tour of ley lines and sacred burial sites. They want to commune with the tumuli on Lakey Hill at sunrise.
Good Lord.
Before going on to Avebury and Stonehenge. They sound my sort of people. Bound to network. And if we can crack the US baby boomers, Romet, we can throw our vacancy sign in the bin.
Well, they don't expect their breakfast before they go up Lakey Hill in the morning.
Ah.
Lindy, no.
Oh, Will, it's you.
Hiya.
Hello, Georgie.
Morning.
Thanks again for dropping him off.
Ah, he was on my way. I'm taking Nick and the kids back to Ollerton.
Oh, I see. Was he all right?
Yeah. We've had a lovely time, haven't we, George?
Yes, we have, Daddy.
Oh, good.
All right, I'll be off then.
Righto.
See you later, little man.
Mwah. Bye.
Right, bye, Susan.
Yeah, bye. Wave goodbye to Daddy, Georgie. Look.
Bye, Daddy.
Oh, she was in the shop. Oh, so that's her, is it? Well, I never. That's it, George. Bye-bye, Daddy. Bye-bye. Come on, George. Neil?
Oh. What on earth? Robert?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
Mm.
Wake up! Mm. I think they're moving the furniture.
What?
Bud and Sunshine. Listen. Oh, why on earth? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Don't know, don't care.
It stopped.
Lindy, I've only just dropped off. I've had the most awful indigestion.
Yes, I know. You've kept me awake with your grunting and groaning. Still, you shoveled your dinner down like a pig, so why am I surprised?
Well, I was eating against the clock. I didn't enjoy that buffet one bit.
Yeah, that's why you kept going back for more, is it?
Those pork money bags were too rich.
It's the rate you were depositing them. Anyway, I've decided there's something oafish about a buffet. It's an invitation to gluttony.
Your fault. I felt rushed.
Your precious waitresses were looking at you askance.
Were they?
Yes, they were. I expect they've circulated your details to all the other restaurants in the area. Incense. They've lit. Incense.
Can I go back to sleep
you
now?
You know how it gets up my nose.
Yeah, well, they got up my nose. We bolted our food to rush home for 7 o'clock. What time do they roll up? 8:10. Oh, hi.
Well, they took a detour around the weekend.
The sensible thing would have been to go to the Thai Butterfly another night, but no, you insisted we'd have time.
Well, at least they've decided to have breakfast at 6 now and not before sunrise.
Oh, thank God. Now, if I don't get another couple of hours, I won't be capable of cooking anybody's breakfast.
Robert? Robert?
Mm.
Oh! Oh, God!
Oh, no, here we go again. It's no good. I might as well get up and write my review while it's fresh in my mind. Oh.
You know, Neil, I should have put two and two together yesterday. Of course that was Will's new girlfriend. She bought that four-pack of yoghurt with the caramel one.
Hey?
It's Georgie's favourite.
Is it?
Oh, you know it is. Oh. He's sleeping late this morning.
Mm.
He's usually awake when I leave for the shop. Oh, maybe he's tired after yesterday.
Yeah.
He must have been playing with that Nick's little boy. Jake, I think he's called.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. She's not half as pretty as Emma. Still, I'm glad I've seen her at last. She was at Will's when Emma took George round there last week.
Yeah, I know.
And Emma wasn't happy about it at all. Oh, it is hard for her to accept another woman looking after him.
Who, Will?
George? Oh, put that pig magazine down, Neil. This is important.
I'm sorry.
It's a big thing for her to come to terms with. Will's first relationship since the divorce.
Well, he had to come to terms with her and Ed pretty quickly. I mean, she can't expect him to live like a monk for the rest of his life.
Oh, it's not so much that. It's George she's worried about.
Fair enough. But Will's not the kind of man to take things on lightly, is he?
Yeah, that's true.
He wouldn't let just anybody into his son's life, and definitely not somebody he thought unsuitable or he didn't trust.
No.
But he was bound to move on and look for happiness. Emma will just have to get used to it.
Lie him down, Bert.
All right, boy.
Ah, the Lone Ranger.
Yep.
In trouble again, eh?
Well, your practice nurse kindly let me push to the front of the queue.
Yeah, well, she did the right thing. That's a very nasty bite. I can drain out the poison, but he's very weak and thin.
Yeah, he finally limped home this morning, 7 o'clock. Frieda found him outside the back door.
Uh-huh.
He was in a state. So she. She wouldn't come with me. Zerkat mainly, see.
Is he?
Yeah. He'd been gone nearly 4 days this time.
Well, I can treat the bite, but I can tell by his breath his kidneys are letting him down.
Oh, I remember you saying about his kidneys when we brought him in before.
You don't know how old he is, do you?
No, he's only adopted us about 5 weeks ago.
Well, he's badly dehydrated. The eyes are sunk, and look what happens if I tent his skin. See, it stays there.
Oh.
And his mouth's not damp and shiny inside as it should be, see?
Oh, dear.
I could test him for renal failure, Bert. And if I'm right, we'd have a very sick cat on our hands. Then I'd put him on a drip for a day or two to flush out the toxins and see if he improves. Or the choice is to put him down now.
Oh, I see.
Perhaps you should call Frieda.
And you know what they said, Neil?
Yeah?
The vibrations were disharmonious, and they claimed to understand ley lines.
Oh.
Cheek. They dragged the bed into the middle of the room, which, of course, created a chi draft between the window and the door.
Did it?
Well, that's a no-no for a start.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you should never have the foot of the bed pointing to the doorway when you sleep.
Well, I say we've got ours.
Well, sorry, Neil, but it's very bad feng shui.
Oh, dear.
I mean, no wonder the energy leaked out of their room and into ours and kept us awake. And I was on reception at 7 o'clock this morning. I'm absolutely shattered.
Well, in that case, you'd better tell me what I can do for you.
Right. The bell tower.
What about it?
I want the public to have access to it on the open day.
Oh.
And the roof.
The roof? Well, I don't know about that.
Neil, just think. It'll afford the optimum panoramic view of the revamped churchyard.
Well, not if you suffer from vertigo.
Well, I'm happy to organise a reference map of what can be seen from up there.
We could provide binoculars or even install a telescope.
It's an interesting idea, but...
Oh, don't tell me. Health and safety.
Well, it is a very long drop. We'd need volunteers in key places.
Of course.
And we might want to rope off areas of the roof, just to be on the safe side.
Yes. Oh, it'll be worth it for people just to get the bird's eye view.
So, what exactly is a chi draft?
All right, Bert?
You ain't been watching me.
Yeah. A beautiful job you're doing as well. Lovely straight furrows.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
I could see the massey from the lane. Thought I'd come and say hello.
Well, I meant it for the Netherbourne and District ploughing match next month.
Ah.
I need to get some practice in, so David said I could work this stubble. It should take me, another day or so to finish.
Slow but sure, eh?
Well, I probably need to get me speeds up a bit, really.
Well, if you want some practice on grassland, I've got some worn-out pasture at Bridge Farm.
Oh, I'm much obliged.
Yeah? How's the Massey performing?
Oh, grand.
What horsepower is she? 60?
Yeah.
Is Frida keeping all right?
Oh, no, she's had a bit of an upset this morning.
Oh. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I offered to stay with her, but she preferred to be on her own.
Well, what's happened?
The Lone Ranger. Alistair's had to put him down.
The Lone Ranger?
The cat.
I thought your cat was Pickle.
No, we lost him years ago to Snatch Foster's motorbike. This one sort of attached itself to Frida a few weeks back when she started feeding it. He was always wandering off from the bungalow. I've even seen him in the churchyard. But this time he had an adventure too far.
Oh, dear.
I don't mind so much, but Frida's inconsolable. He come home limping with a dirty great swelling on his left hip. He'd been bitten, see?
Bitten?
Yeah, he was a horrible wound.
Oh, that's better.
You look as if you're starting to unwind at last.
Oh, it's been a stressful 24 hours.
I'm sorry I've been so bad-tempered.
Robert.
And unsupportive.
No, it was me.
No, you cooked the breakfast for me in the end.
You were fast asleep. I couldn't wake you.
It wasn't fair on you.
I was up anyway, writing my review.
And it must have been a rush for you before work.
Well, I suggest we put the whole experience behind us now.
All right.
Let Spud and Bumshine torment some other poor B&B proprietor tonight.
Lindy, there's a sting in the tail, I'm afraid.
What?
Well, after they left, I rearranged the room.
Oh, thank you, Robert.
And it seems the real reason they moved the bed was to hide a red wine stain.
Oh, no.
They must have had a bottle in there and spilt it.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You know, I sometimes wonder if it's worth it.
Well, of course I can. Thanks for the drink anyway, Neil.
Yes, all right, Alistair, then.
And remember, tell Chris to give me a ring if he needs any help prepping for his reassessment.
Yeah, I will do. He's fine with the practical. It's the anatomy.
Yeah, well, it's quite high-level stuff.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Tony.
All right, Neil. Alistair, can I get you two a drink?
No, I'm not stopping long. I've got to get back to my accounts.
And I'm on my way. See ya.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, I was sorry to hear about Frida's cat.
Yeah, it's a shame. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's this?
Ah, well now, it seems the Lone Ranger got a poisonous bite.
Oh.
Tony, excuse me.
Linda?
Did you say poisonous? Come on, Robert.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, that's what Bert told me. It had to be put down.
Oh, that's a shame.
Devastating losing an animal.
Can we join you, Neil?
Yes, of course.
But there are suspicious circumstances.
What circumstances?
Well, it had two neat puncture wounds on its leg, Bert said.
Puncture wounds?
Yes.
And
the poor beast had most probably strayed into the churchyard.
Well, I've seen it there myself on occasion.
And what else might be lurking in the churchyard, eh?
Exactly. Oh,
surely not.
Well, you never know.
You don't. Could the Lone Ranger be a victim of the Worm of Ambridge?
Come on now. Adam. Oh, good, you haven't gone yet.
Any minute now. Hi there, Rory.
Hello.
I was just putting an extra box of venison in. Went really well last week. Still, it is the barbecue season.
Yes, look, I don't suppose you can take him with you today, can you?
To the farmer's market?
Yeah, I've cocked up. It's Jeremy's day off.
Yeah, I know.
And I'd forgotten Jeff's having the morning off to take his wife for a hospital appointment. I meant to be covering on the combine, and it's not safe for Rory.
But didn't you check on the wall plan, Brian?
Yeah, it's my fault, I know, but please.
I'm on my own on the stall today.
I love it. Nice bustling market.
Look, I can't possibly keep an eye on him all the time. Sorry, no way.
Oh.
And he can't travel in the front seat anyway.
No, it was stupid of me.
You'll just have to ring round for a babysitter.
Yeah.
Will!
Hiya.
Oh, hello. Is there a problem?
No, I was just out for some timber. Only I was promised a hand this week transferring a batch of birds to the release pens.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't mind. It's just easy with two of you.
Of course.
Look, it's okay. I'll manage.
No, I can help you. But not today, though. I'm meant to be combining.
Later on?
Sure, but will it be all right if we have company?
Oh, yeah, I don't see why not.
Ah, well, thanks. Look, how about that then, Rory? Going out with me and Will to help with the birds?
Now?
No, Friday maybe.
Oh.
Will that suit you, Will?
Yeah, Friday's fine.
Where am I going today, Daddy?
Good question.
Can I take Mousy with me?
Mousy? Oh, yes. You are. Come on, let's go and find him.
Try Brookfield again.
I'm going to.
It's not easy having a little lad in tow when you're trying to get things done. Yeah, you have to be organised.
That's what he's finding out. And he's got another week of this before Mum comes home. Oh, by the way, I saw you in the bull the other night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with a very nice-looking girl. You were sitting in the corner together?
Yeah, her name's Nick.
Deep in conversation you were.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, she's really nice. Just click somehow.
Good for you.
It's easy, you know. Not all one-sided. Makes a nice change.
Yeah, that's horrible. Doesn't work in the long run.
So I found out.
And is there a long run?
I hope so.
That's great.
Did you do my flask, love?
It's there on the side.
Oh, yeah. So,
what are you doing this morning?
Oh, more bailing.
Can Usha come and see my picture?
Give me a chance to drink a cup of tea.
Yeah, thanks. What's this, Josh?
I've done a big picture for my bedroom.
Ooh, what is it?
A snake.
No.
He discovered a great long roll of old wallpaper in the shed. He's used the back of it.
It's quite artistic, actually. Looks a bit like a turquoise Nessie.
Yeah, well, he doesn't get it from me.
Oh, a change of plan today, by the way.
Oh?
Rory's coming over. I don't think it's fair to ask Pip to babysit him as well as Josh and Ben.
Fair enough.
I don't need
a
babysitter.
So we need to stay close to home.
Well, it was only a suggestion we went to town.
You're not having a whole day off.
I am. I need it.
Mm. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just nice not to be working.
Hey, guess what I heard in the pub last night about the snake?
Oh, no, not that again. It gives me the creeps.
So you have heard?
What?
It bit Frieda's cat. Poisoned it.
Is it dead?
I'm afraid so, Joshy.
Oh, no.
Poor Frieda.
Poisoned, are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely certain. Sid heard it from Robert, who got it from Tony, who heard it direct from Bert.
I don't believe it.
Well, you never know. Anyway, it's on the loose and probably stressed. May have bitten the cat to defend itself.
And have you spoken to Bert himself?
Nah, he's guiding at Lower Loxley this morning. Frieda was so upset she couldn't work last night.
Poisonous. Well, that's pretty alarming if it turns out to be true. I better text Alan. It might still be in the churchyard.
Yeah, or in the church, even.
Oh, no, you're scaring me.
We don't know it was a snake bite. Oh, Brian, come in.
Ah,
morning.
Morning, Dave.
Come and see my painting, Rory.
Okay. It's all along my wall.
Well, that's the last we'll see of them all morning.
I'm so grateful, Ruth. I stupidly forgot I was down for the combine.
It's fine.
Well, we've all done that. Oh, hello, Usha.
Hi, excuse me, I'm just texting Alan.
How's it going? You heard from Jennifer?
Yeah, she's having a great time.
Good. Look, I really need to crack on.
No, all right.
See you at lunchtime.
Yeah. Okie doke. Bye.
Bye, David.
Flask!
Oh, yep, sorry. Bye.
Bye. And how are Kate and the baby? SIPO, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. No, they're doing really well. You know Debbie was there last week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they all had a wonderful time.
Good.
Yeah, Lucas emailed some photographs last night. I'll forward them if you like.
Oh, yeah, I'd really like to see them.
I'd have loved it if Rory and I could have gone too, but I'm just too busy on the farm.
And what about Mel and Tandil? She's not feeling left out, I hope.
I don't know.
It took Josh a while to get used to his new place in the family when Ben came along.
I'm sure Kate will have thought it all through.
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry, Brian.
Don't mind me. I don't suppose you've seen any of Alice.
No, sorry. Alan says she's settling in well at Honeysuckle Cottage.
Yes, so Adam said. She gets her exam results this week.
Oh, of course.
Well, I'm sure she'll let you know how she's done, Brian.
No, I expect someone will.
Do you know, I can't believe I've got a doorbell that works now. Oh, thanks ever so much, Will.
You all right? It was only the push.
What do I owe you for the new one?
It was $3.99. Don't worry, though.
No, I'll give you the money. Andrew will pay me back.
Oh, honestly?
It was his job to mend it. He just couldn't be bothered.
If there's any other job you want doing, just say.
You'll be sorry you offered.
Don't be silly. Yeah, this looks nice.
Well, help yourself to sauce.
Aren't you having something?
I usually wait till after I've picked up Jake.
Okay.
Will?
Hmm?
I won't have the kids Friday night. Andrew's mum's got him.
All right.
We could do something if you're around.
Yeah, great. I could be free by 9.
Great. Here. £4.
Well, are you sure?
Will.
Okay. So what you fancy doing?
I could come to yours for a quiet night in.
Hmm. Sounds good to me. I'll pick you up. Come here. I'll get us a bottle of wine.
She's all right. We can let her go.
Okay. Oh, no, I've broken a nail.
Sorry.
Oh, it's hot work, this.
You can say that again. It's nice of you to help.
On my day off.
Nearly done. It's usually David checks the sheep, but there's so much to do.
I know.
I'm glad Jill came over to feed the kids. We'll go in soon and have something, I promise.
Good, I'm starving. Oh, this one over here has been twisting her head round.
Oh, let's have a look. She's got a limp anyway. No, don't run off.
Where's the way?
We treated them all a few weeks back. There shouldn't be a problem with fly strike.
Well, it's probably just an itch.
I better do her feet, though.
If you can catch her.
We'll have a go.
Well, she's not going to have it.
Oh, I can't stand this.
What are you doing?
This damn prosthesis. It's so hot. It's sliding around. I've had enough. It's coming out. Oh, that's better.
I managed to do my shift, all thanks to Ruth.
Oh, well done. Did you have a nice time, Rory?
We played in the garden.
Good.
And how did you do?
Oh, okay. Had to bring back the extra box of venison there.
Oh, typical.
Yeah. What sells one week doesn't always sell the next.
Where's Ian?
Oh, he's working today at the hotel.
Cooking?
Yeah, that's right.
Can we go and see him?
Not today, Rory. No, sorry.
No, it's his day off on Thursday. We'll see what happens, yeah?
Great.
You look shattered, Brian.
I don't know how people do this on their own long term. I'm only having to manage for 2 weeks.
I couldn't stand it. Sorry, I didn't mean...
No, it's okay, no, I know what you mean. It just makes me appreciate your mother, I can tell you.
That's lovely.
It's Oliver's new cheese.
Really? Well, I'll have to get some.
Sorry about earlier.
Oh, that's all right, I was just surprised.
Oh, I get so hot and itchy when I'm working.
Then why wear it?
I've been giving it some thought recently.
What, you're thinking about getting a reconstruction?
Yeah.
Really? Why? I mean, why now?
Well, it's
7 years since my mastectomy.
It never is.
Last month.
That's incredible.
I know.
So what, it's a 7-year itch?
Maybe. Oh, I can't really explain it. The time just feels right somehow.
Good reason. Wouldn't stand up in court, mate.
And I know now that I'd be doing it for the right person.
What do you mean?
Well, last year it might have been because I was trying to compete with Sophie. Ah. Oh, trying to make myself feel attractive.
For Sam?
Yeah. But I saw them both off in the end, didn't I?
You did.
Though it was painful. Which leaves me with me.
So, this is not about either of them?
No.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
The point is, I feel I don't need to have it done, but I want to.
Well, that's the right way around.
I know it's not important for every woman who's gone through losing a breast, but for me...
What?
Well, I've been so busy being Ruth the wife, mother, farmer. I want to do this for myself.
Well, good.
And David too. For both of us.
Then go for it.
You think it's a good idea?
Yes, I do. Brilliant idea.
Thanks. It'd be like the next step forward. For him and me.
And what does he think?
Well, I haven't actually said anything yet. This is the first time I've thought about it out loud.
Ruth, it'll be all right.
I'm not sure what he'll think.
Just talk to him.
More dog ends than ever out here.
Yeah, well, this is where the smokers congregate.
My least favourite job in the morning.
What, worse than the bogs?
Well, maybe not. Why can't they use the stub-out bin?
You've missed one here, Sid.
Oh, thank you.
You know, this would be the place for a canopy.
No. I'm not having one at the front. I want to encourage them to go around the side.
Well, it's a bit out of the way.
Yeah, well, exactly. I want folks to see a pub from the road, not a big puff of smoke. And I'm not prepared to build a permanent shelter, not yet, anyway. Not with all them rules and regulations attached.
No, I'm planning permission. What a palaver.
Yeah. So it's got to be a freestanding thing, this canopy. It'd be much easier, you know, if you all just give up.
Oh, give over. We're to serve people, not judge them. We'll need a couple of patio heaters and all.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
So what, we'll start with the canopy in the autumn and see how it goes?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be a wrong collection standing underneath. Lillian, Joe, Jazza, Derek Fletcher, Ed.
Yeah, and me.
Yeah, yes.
Well, we smokers always find something interesting to talk about.
Yeah, even if it's only how hard done by you all are, eh?
Oh, Ed and Fallon are going out again tomorrow night.
More fool her.
So we might end up short-handed.
Why?
Well, we may need cover again for Frieda in the kitchen. She's still a bit upset about her cat being put down.
Oh, she'll be over that by tomorrow night, surely.
I can tell you've never opened your heart to an animal.
Well, she only had it a few weeks.
Well, that don't matter. She's devastated.
If I had a cat, I'd keep it in till that snake's caught.
Any road, I think we should ask Clary tonight if she can cover for me in the bar tomorrow, just in case.
If you say so.
Although I know she and Eddie are off to this funeral in Aberdeen Friday morning.
He said he didn't want to go.
Oh, he's going all right. He's at his orders.
How you getting on?
Oh, okay.
You forgot your flask again.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Nobody finished this field, and then I'll cart some of it back.
It's funny, I miss Bert helping.
He's busy with his ploughing practice.
Yeah, he reckons he'll finish by lunchtime.
Do you want your coffee now?
Yeah, time.
Glad it's not as humid today.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold the cup.
Okay. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
I was really suffering with it yesterday. Checking the sheet.
Yeah, I know. Well, Dad's doing them today.
That's okay once I've taken my prosthesis out.
Yeah, I saw you weren't wearing it after lunch.
Did you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a small thing, but I always notice.
Okay, don't rub it in.
No, I didn't mean a small thing like that. I meant, you know, I mean, it's subtle.
It's not subtle to me. I feel really different when I don't wear it.
Oh.
I was wondering...
What?
How you would feel about me giving up on the prosthesis altogether.
Oh. Well, it's up to you, love. You know, if you'd feel more comfortable.
No, I mean having a reconstruction.
If you don't get to a red wine stain while it's still wet, you've had it.
Robert did his best, but the carpet's ruined. Oh. We'd rearranged the whole day around their arrival, and then they were late.
You can't try too hard to please guests. In my experience, they feel happier when they know your limits.
Well, I'm learning the hard way. Still, you don't expect to have to put up no alcohol signs in the bedrooms.
No. That is a bit extreme.
Robert and I are wondering if we've done the right thing.
Well, you're bound to get the odd nuisance guest.
I've got a couple with teenage boys booked in for the weekend. I'm dreading it.
Oh. Would you like a piece of this banana loaf?
Oh, yes, please. Looks beautiful. Oh, and not too much.
That be?
Oh, all right.
How's the churchyard open day coming along?
Oh, very well.
Here you are.
Thank you. Actually, I'll tell you what I'm after next.
Mm-hmm.
Old photographs of the churchyard and church.
Oh.
Alan and I are going to mount a display at the back of the church.
What a nice idea. I've got stacks of photos. All Dan and Doris's albums for a start.
Oh, good.
There's a lovely one of Doris at the tree planting for the Queen's Silver Jubilee. It was in the Echo.
Well, that's exactly the sort of thing I'm after.
Aunt Laura was furious. She wanted to be at the centre, but the photographer moved her.
Oh, dear.
You're welcome to come in and look through them.
Thank you.
And I'm sure Phil's got more stashed away somewhere. I'm sorry he's not here today.
Yes, I want his help with this trail I'm creating round the churchyard. It's to keep the public moving round in an orderly way.
Organised trails make me want to rebel and go in the opposite direction.
All the more reason for Phil and Bert to police it, then.
Yeah. You know, I think it'll work in your favour, falling on the same day as the flower and produce show. There'll be lots of people round.
Mm, as long as Phil and Bert don't disappear at the same time to go and check on their entries.
Well, they're bound to want to see if they've won anything. Come and have a look at something.
What?
Florence Fennel.
Fennel?
Phil's entering some.
Oh, that's unusual.
He did last year as well, but it really is super this year. He's got the most beautiful feathery foliage, a sort of bluey green.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes, it is. It's an acquired taste, of course, Fennel. I make a white sauce to go with it.
Oh, that's a good idea. I prefer it crunchy in salads.
He's worried the bulbs would be a bit tough.
When is he planning to earth them up?
Oh, probably in a couple of weeks. Oh. Careful, Linda.
What?
The snake, it's here. Under that tree.
You've not said much, David. Are you worried about what's involved?
Well, you'd need to find out more, obviously.
I thought I'd ring Dr. Sanders and make an appointment for next week.
Yeah.
That's if you think it's a good idea to push ahead with it.
Yeah, well, it's up to you. I mean...
I know it's my body, but...
Well, perhaps for the initial visit, you'd be better off going on your own.
I'd like you to come. Well, there's no need to decide now. Maybe think about it,
Oh. Hi, Mum. A what?
David's on his way.
Oh, good. You all right standing on that chair, Jill?
Yes. I'd rather be up here than down there. You?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. I've always had good balance. Oh, that was Jean Harvey. What will she think of us?
I don't feel that's the pressing issue right now. Do you think it looks hungry?
I don't know. Not an expert on snakes.
No. I can only just see it from over here.
My chair's probably at the better angle. Do you want to swap?
No. No, thank you, Linda. Only it's hard keeping an eye on it. I'm sure David won't be long.
Shall I? I could make a dash for it and see if there's anyone at the pub to help us.
Oh.
Unless you don't want me to leave you alone with it, of course.
No, it's all right. It's a good idea. Just be quick.
Right. Quick as I can. How fast can they travel?
I hate to tell you this, Sid, but I was at the pavilion last thing and some graffiti's appeared.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a nuisance.
It's not much, just a bit of writing.
Well, nothing rude, I hope.
No.
And whereabouts?
Round the back by the bin.
Ah. Well, I'll get round there and have a look later.
Hello, Sid! Help needed! SOS! Alistair, help!
Oh, that's Linda.
Yeah, what do you want?
It's safe to get down now, Jill.
Are you sure, Alistair?
Yeah, sure.
There's no sign of it, Mrs. Archer.
Come on, Jill, be brave.
Oh, righto.
Come on. We've had a good look round.
It was just lying there, basking in the sunshine.
Well, I never.
My eyes were on stalks watching it when it just slithered away. It was so frustrating.
Well, there was nothing you could have done.
I suppose not, but I feel so silly losing it.
Oh.
To think we were sitting only yards away from it.
No, I know.
Well, there's nothing to be scared of now.
Oh, hold on. Oh. No, it's all right. Look, a discarded skin.
Goodness.
That's a relief. I thought he'd come back.
How fascinating.
Can you tell what it is from that, Alistair?
Well, I'm no expert. Could possibly be a medium-sized boa. I don't know.
A boa constrictor?
Heavens, there's a special word for it, isn't there, when they slough off a skin?
Ectasis.
That's it. Snakes shedding a skin. They can teach us so much about renewal and letting go.
David!
Have I missed all the action?
Yeah, it slithered off somewhere.
Oh, sorry, Mum.
All right, darling.
Came as fast as I could. Are you okay, you two?
Oh, no, thank you.
Our knights in shining armour have searched the garden for us.
How? Well.
We found an old skin.
Look.
Wow. So it might have been here for some time.
David?
Oh, sorry, Mum.
Alistair thinks it's a boa constrictor.
Good heavens.
Well, it was only a guess. I've got a colleague who knows about reptiles. I'll take it and see what he says.
So what about Frieda's cat?
Oh, I've heard about this stupid rumour. He was attacked by another Tom.
So it wasn't a snake bite then, those two puncturers?
Sid, I treated the animal. I know what bit it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, I wonder if the snake slipped back to the churchyard.
Possibly.
As long as it doesn't come back. I shan't be staying in the garden until it's found.
Hey, that'll get the numbers up for your open day, Linda. Huh? Hunt the snake in the churchyard.
Oh, no, Sid, no. Poor thing.
Poor thing? You've changed your tune.
Well, I admit I was scared, but I don't want it terrorised.
Me neither.
No, definitely not. They can give you a quick defensive bite if they mistake your hand for a rodent.
Oh, you see.
And in a feeding response, it may not release it.
Blimey.
Yeah, but it still needs to be found.
Yes, and by me, I hope. As soon as word gets out we've seen it, this poor snake will need protection, not hunting.
Here, coffee.
Oh, cheers, Adam.
Sure you don't want anything else?
I throw up.
Oh, come on.
Oh, this is it, the big day. I keep waking up in a cold sweat. You know, what if I failed them all? throw all my plans out completely.
As if, brain box. Oh, come here. Oh.
13 years slog at St. Mag's and college, all leading up to this one day. It was so unreal.
I remember the feeling.
Yeah, you worked hard, Mum said.
Well, a bit more of a slog for me, I think.
Do you remember getting your results?
No, of course. I think everyone does.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll all still love you, whatever happens.
I can always take up chambermaiding full time.
I can see that. So, are the results posted up in the hall?
Oh, God, no. You go into the office and get your envelope.
Ah, it's a bit more private.
You're too right.
Well, be sure and phone to let me know how you've done, all right?
After I've rung Mum.
Yeah, of course. And, what about Brian?
Why should I tell him?
Because it's important.
Oh, he never tells me the important things.
Your results mean an enormous amount to him.
Yeah, right.
Alice.
I don't want to tell him. You do what you like. Does Ian want the bathroom first?
No, he's having a lie-in. It's his day off.
Lucky him. He's so popular at work, you know. Your blue-eyed boy.
I'm glad to hear it.
Good choice. So what's he doing?
Planning to buy a kite for Rory.
Why?
Because he wants to. They're going up on Lakey Hill.
Hmm. This is great, Clary Lou.
Well, should see you through to dinner. Pat, give me that pack of sausages for nothing.
Mm, very nice.
Now, Eddie, before I put this shirt in the machine, are you sure it's the one you want to wear to the funeral? Because I ain't going to the bother of washing and ironing it, only for you to change your mind.
Yes.
Right, good. And there ain't no need for that face. The flight's is booked. We're going to Scotland.
Ahoy.
We're going to pay our respects to Aunt Hilda.
Oh, no, when I'm beaten.
I hope Joe will be all right.
Oh, it's only two nights.
Yeah, but Edward will be off gallivanting somewhere, I expect, with Fallon. Tell you what, I'll ask Cathy to pop in, keep an eye on things.
Look, sit down and finish your cup of tea.
Oh, right, yeah. Wish I hadn't said I'd work tonight. Still, shan't stay later than 10.
No, we got an early start.
I still can't get over them seeing that snake, Jill and Linda.
Most exciting thing to happen in this village since Brian Aldridge's love child turned up.
Exciting, scary, my old love.
Not for Jennifer, yeah.
I meant the snake, not Rory.
Oh, I could have had Fat Paul round at the weekend.
Eh?
He'd have been well up for hunting a snake. That'd be some trophy, eh? A boa constrictor. Yeah, maybe there's a reward. Well, Linda and Jill should have kept hold of it.
You're joking. Sid said they was absolutely terrified. He went and searched the garden for him.
Oh, I expect he bigged up his role as usual.
No, still, I'm glad they saw it, because I was beginning to think, oh, I'd gone balmy. Well, it's disappeared again now, anyway. Trail's gone cold.
You never know. Oh, Ruddy Aberdeen.
Eddie, you are spoiling this. It's meant to be a little holiday. I mean, when do we ever go away?
We went to Paris last year.
Wow.
Bit of a come down, Aberdeen.
Your cousin Ralph tells me there's a nice pleasure beach there with rides and everything. Yeah, and you can watch the ferries going up to the Shetland Islands. And it's good shopping. I'm looking forward to it. It's a pity we won't have a car, though. Because they set that beautiful film on the coast further up from there.
What film?
The one where he phones home.
E.T.?
Oh, the one with the phone box.
Superman?
Local hero.
Oh.
When he sees the Northern Lights for the first time and falls for that what's-it biologist. Well, I'm glad we'll be back Sunday in time for Cathy's film at the Village Hall.
What is it? The Last King of Scotland?
Snakes on a Plane. Gotcha.
Bye, Rory. Bye.
Bye. Oh. Well, you looked happy enough.
Yes.
Good day for flying a kite.
Just enough wind. Well, I must pay Ian back.
It was a present.
No, it's not right.
Ian's family now, Brian.
Yeah. Well, he keeps coming up with things Rory likes.
You're not jealous?
No, sorry, that sounded churlish. No, he seems to have a knack with him, that's all.
That's because Ian's a big kid himself.
Mm. Well, anyway, it means I can get on in the office at last.
I'm very grateful, but be sure you tell him.
Tell him yourself when they get back.
Yeah, yes. All right, I will. So, I expect Alice will know her fate any minute now.
Yeah, yeah, she was a bundle of nerves first thing.
Was she?
I offered to take her in, but she preferred to drive herself.
Yeah, all those months of work and stress.
Oh, no.
Sorry I had to miss so much of it.
Well, that was your choice.
Adam.
Still, that doesn't matter now.
No, no. It's what's ahead of her that counts. I hope she gets the results she deserves.
Fingers crossed.
Here you are. Good luck.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Edwards. Well, here goes. Maths, A. Physics, A. Oh, my God, design tech, A. Psychology, B. Oh, thank you.
Hi, Alice.
Oh, Amy.
How have you done?
3 A's and a B.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Well done.
Thanks. Have you...
No. I'm just about to...
Do you want me to stay?
If you like.
Okay. Go on, then.
Right. Amy Franks.
Uh-huh. Amy.
I can't believe it. I thought I'd totally blown psychology. An A for physics, yes.
Ah, here we are. Good luck, Amy.
Thanks.
Come on, then.
Oh, I feel sick. Oh,
that's how I felt opening mine.
Right, then. I can't put it off any longer, I suppose.
No.
Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Sorry, Dad, in advance.
Oh, you'll be okay.
2 B's.
Yeah.
And a C for English. Oh, I knew I hadn't done as well in that.
Hey, it's great. Oh, good job, you.
Not that good.
Oh, hey, come on, they're quality results. It's enough for your course, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You've done brilliantly.
Look, I promise I'd phone my mum straight away.
Dad's waiting for me anyway.
Okay.
Bye then, Alice.
Yeah, bye, Amy. Oh. Come on, Mum.
Alice?
Mum, guess what? 3 A's and a B.
Darling, that's fantastic. Oh, congratulations.
I'm totally amazed.
Oh, well, I'm not. You worked so hard. Oh, darling, I'm so thrilled. 3 A's.
The B was psychology.
Oh.
Well, I thought I'd done okay, you know, but not this good.
Oh, I knew you would. Oh, you must be so relieved.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish I was there with you.
Oh, it's okay. A crowd of us are going out tonight.
To celebrate?
Yeah, but not Caitlin. She's crying in the car park.
Oh, dear. Oh, how's Amy done?
She's got enough points to do her midwifery at Manchester.
Oh, that's good.
2 B's and a C.
Oh, right. Well, that's not far from Leeds, is it? And you'll be able to keep in touch.
No.
Oh?
Well, I've decided to accept my deferred place at Southampton.
Oh, right.
I want to keep open the possibility of a DITA scheme, if the RAF select me.
Oh, I see. Well, Amy will be disappointed.
She'll get over it. Look, be sure and tell Kate.
Well, of course I will. Oh, darling, I'm so happy for you. Well done.
I didn't expect to see you before dinner.
No, I'd left me mole grips in the lean-to. I'll get off again when I've drunk this.
I feel a bit guilty we never kept in touch with Aunt Hilda the last few years of her life.
Oh, I don't mean old Kim.
Oh, you shouldn't speak ill of the dead.
Well, all she ever gave us was a measly 40 quid for the boys.
You're obsessed with that.
Ugh, now there's no chance of anything. Them nursing homes eat up the money.
True.
That was a nice house she had. In a nice area.
You only went to see her that time because you thought she'd run away, eh?
So what? I remember you saying a couple of hundred quid would come in handy.
I never.
You did.
Didn't.
I expect the capital's all but gone now.
Well, I'm looking forward to a change of scene.
It's a hell of a long way to go for a wake. I hope it's worth it.
Shame neither of the boys can drive us to the airport.
Yeah, that would have been handy.
They both have such early starts in their jobs, eh?
Most lads there, right, can't get up in the morning.
They're responsible young men now, not lads. William, father.
Yeah. Edward's turned himself round. Never thought I'd see the day.
Susan says this Nick ain't nearly as pretty as their Emma.
Oh, well, she would say that. Dad thought she was a cracking-looking girl.
Oh, everyone's seen her now. It ain't fair. I don't know why William's keeping her from us.
Oh, don't you worry. He'll introduce us when he's good and ready.
Fantastic news.
Oh, she was so relieved. I could hear it in her voice, as though a huge weight had been lifted from her shoulders.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I never doubted her, not for a single day.
Oh, me neither. She put in the work, for one thing.
Yeah. And I was so worried when she moved from St. Margaret's. Yeah, I have to admit I was wrong about that college.
See?
Except she might have got 4 straight A's if she'd stayed.
Oh, Brian.
I'm sorry.
And I've just told Kate. And she says she wonders where Alice gets her brains from.
Oh. Well, she got a point. How did we produce such a clever girl?
Oh, I was a teacher once, may I remind you?
Mm-hmm. And what about Debbie? She'll want to know.
Yeah, well, I'll ring her in a minute. I expect, though, that Alice will have reached already.
Yeah. Well, I really want to go round tonight and congratulate her.
Of course you do. Actually, she's going out.
Oh. Well, tomorrow then, do you think?
It's up to you, Brian.
Well, I've got to see her. I'm so very proud of her, Jenny.
There weren't no one at the gate when I arrived, so I got my ticket from the machine. It's here somewhere.
Well, I'm not checking them now, mate.
Oh.
The guy said there was some broken glass on the far side of the lake. I've come to clear it up.
Oh, that's a nuisance.
Actually, it's quite nice to have the excuse to come down here. It's so peaceful.
That's why I like it.
Yeah. No Tony today?
No. I thought I'd grab a couple of hours on my own. Mm. Phoebe come fishing with me last week.
Did she?
Yeah, she's dead keen.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, I'm not sure the regulars here appreciate kids tagging along, Moyd. They come to get away from their families.
You may be right.
The advantage of a stock lake is there's always a fish to take home to prove to the wife exactly where they've been. Mind, I'm keeping an eye out for that boa constrictor sat here, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Half expect to look down and see it curled up in me net.
Yeah, it's not funny. I had a close encounter with an adder when I was a kid.
Yeah. You remember something about that?
Yeah, I was riding on Hayden Barrow.
Yeah.
Jumped off my horse too quickly and startled the thing. It caught me on the ankle.
When you rushed to hospital?
That's right, yeah. Eventually. I'd stupidly kept quiet about it for hours. It was Libby Jones made me go.
Libby, the milk recorder?
Yeah, that's right.
God, that's going back. Tony took her out once.
Well, luckily it didn't make me phobic about snakes, just taught me to respect them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which was a useful lesson. We came across plenty in Africa.
Jenny and I are so proud of
her. Yeah, I'm sure. Mind out there now, Rory.
Okay.
I mean, they're very good results.
Yeah, excellent. Then we put it down sleep ever so carefully. There.
What happens to the birds now?
Ah, well, we open the crate door. Like this. And wait for them to come out into the pen when they're ready.
Why?
Well, we don't want to force them, do we?
Yeah, they've got to get used to their new home.
Yeah, like you had to.
I did.
The world could be our oyster now, Will.
Hmm?
Alice.
Oh, yeah. Look, Brian, I'll be all right on my own now.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'll just leave this crate for 10 minutes or so, then come back and take it away once they're all out.
Well, I did promise Rory we'd go and see the trout being delivered to the lake.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, that's me.
Oh, right. Well, see you later, then.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right!
Let's go and see the fish.
Hiya, Nick.
Hi, Will.
Oh, great timing. Just rescued me from my boss.
Has he given you grief?
No. He's just going on and on about his daughter's exam results. Anyone who thinks you won the Nobel Prize for Science.
Oh, I had one like that at Regal Coaches, always crowing about his kids. And then one of them ended up in prison.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, but they're like totally dysfunctional, that family.
Oh, like most.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, hey, it's good to hear your voice.
I'm just checking you're still on for tonight. Are you?
Of course. You're what's keeping me going today.
Oh, Will.
I mean it. It's great to have something to look forward to.
Daddy?
Yeah, it is for now, yeah. But he'll come back with some more in a few days' time.
It always spoils the illusion seeing a barrel of trout being tipped into a lake when you're fishing.
Yeah, I know, sorry.
Why can't they do it early in the morning? Then at least I could pretend to myself it's natural.
Absolutely. And we're always last on his round.
Have you caught a fish?
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago, look.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we weigh it?
What?
Well, we want to see how heavy it is.
I've got my old scale somewhere. Let's see.
Shall I pick it up?
I'm going to be taking him home for me tea. Right, here we are.
Here, mate.
Now, we'll hang him on the scales just underneath his chin here, see?
Oh, it's smelly.
Tis a bit.
It is, yeah.
Now, you see if you can hold the top end of the scales up here, huh?
Okay.
Let the trout hang down, Rory.
That's it.
It's big. Oh!
Careful!
No, that's okay. I got it.
Right. Now, shall we read what the scale says?
Where?
Look, this marker here. Ooh. Ooh, just under 2 pounds, see?
It's heavy.
All right, let's let him off the hook now, shall we?
Oh, yeah, we'll have to come fishing sometime, Rory. Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
Well, that's a good place for a beginner. At least he's likely to catch summer.
You've got a good day for it.
Oh, yeah.
Just that bit of cloud.
Well, you never go fishing in a heat wave.
Why not?
Well, because the trout all swim to the bottom to cool off, and then what would I have for my tea, eh?
When can we come, Daddy?
After harvest, I promise.
Yeah, that's a nice way to bond with the little ones. Phoebe enjoys it.
You know, Mike, we still haven't heard if he's got his place at Loxley Barrett.
Oh, dear.
No. We really want him to be with Phoebe and everyone he knows.
Yeah.
Have you seen the baby?
You mean Sipo?
Oh, yeah. Kate sent some photos to Phoebe.
I'm his uncle.
You must be very proud of Kate.
Oh, yeah, I am, very. And of Alice. She's done very well in her exams.
Yeah, I heard.
I planned a surprise this evening with a bottle of bubbly.
Whoa! Oh, look at this one, Will.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, look at your expression.
It's evil.
Yeah, I'm probably just about to dunk my brother's head in that water jet.
Yeah, you look dead smug.
Yeah, he was always doing stuff like that, Ed and me. When we was at the farm.
Oh, it must have been great growing up with all that space.
Yeah, it was.
And terrible losing it.
Well, happens to a lot of people. Oh, no, give that one here.
Oh, no, come on. Come on, don't be mean, let me see it.
No.
Will, come on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I predict a diet. You're stuffing your face.
Well, it was my birthday tea.
Oh, how old were you?
Who knows? Probably about 11. Mum's always made a lot of grub.
And, where's this?
France.
I was going to say. Didn't look like round here.
Yeah, a town called Merriwell. Well, it's twinned with Ambridge.
Oh, it looks so nice.
Yeah, it was a good holiday. That was my first time abroad. We should go away, Nick. With all the kids, I mean. Not just a day at the seaside.
Oh, I wish.
I'm serious. I always have a few free days after the Boxing Day shoot. I'm sure we'd find somewhere warm we could afford, you know, even in January.
I couldn't pay my way.
Oh, sorry, I didn't think. It's a lot for you and the kids.
Oh, Andrew would pay for them. But,
well, I could...
Don't you even think about it.
But I get loads in tips at the shoot.
No, it's not fair.
Well, It's just an idea. If we could make it happen, it'd be nice.
Oh, we'll see. This is nice, though. You and me having a bit of time to ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Oh, I said I'll ring Andrew's mum about now. Just check everything's all right.
Yeah, you go ahead. It's about time I open this wine, I think.
Hi, Brian.
Oh, no.
Is she in?
Yes.
Oh, good.
What have you done with Rory?
Had him adopted.
Oh, he's sleeping at Lower Loxley tonight.
Well, come on in then.
Oh, thanks.
Welcome to your old love nest.
Alice, darling, come here. Let me give you a big hug.
Yeah, mine.
Let me have that bottle, Brian.
Oh, sure.
Champagne, eh?
Well, only the best for my girl. Oh, congratulations, darling. Your mother and I are so pleased. You've worked so hard.
She has.
Okay.
You deserve your success.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's done really well.
Here. This is for you, Alice.
What?
Well, I had hoped to nip into town to buy you something special, but by the time I'd sorted Rory's things out for his sleepover, I'd missed the shops.
Oh, this is a guilt present? Or like earrings, or a horse, even?
Alice...
It's all right, Adam. It's a check. Here. Well, I'll put it on the table. Is that okay, Adam?
Sure. Hey, look, let's open this.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
We've got glasses in the kitchen. Won't be a minute.
Your mother's delighted, too, of course. We've decided you've inherited her brains.
Yeah.
With these results, you could have gone to Oxford. You might still be able to after your gap year.
What's this?
I was just saying, Alice could still go to Oxford if she wanted to.
Ah, well,
I'm joining the RAF. You know, most people who care about me think it's a brilliant idea. I haven't got space in my life anymore for those who don't.
I'm sorry,
Here we are.
No champagne for me, Adam. I'm really tired. I'm going to bed.
Sorry, Brian.
Everything I say, it's wrong.
Hey.
I can't believe you lived there.
I did, honest.
That is that sucking great house on the way to Waterley Cross, right?
Yeah, that's the one. The Dower House. I only had the flat at the top, not the old thing.
Sure's the next one.
Oh, aren't you getting tired of looking at these?
No. Finding out all sorts of interesting things.
Oh. Mum and Dad again. Outside the farm. I think that was taken before the fire.
Oh, she looks like a lovely person.
Yeah, she is. You know what?
What?
She'd love to meet you when they get back from Scotland. Oh, and my dad. Well, nothing heavy, just casual.
All right.
Yeah?
I don't mind. Feels about right now.
Yeah, I think so too. Great, thanks.
Well, if they're as sweet as your granddad, it'll be fine.
They are, they're sound.
Must be hard for them not being able to put a face to the name.
And yours is such a cute little face.
Oh, shut up.
It is. It'll blow them away. You'll blow them away. Let's put that glass down, shall we?
All right. Mm. 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 Oh, yeah. I think we'd better try that again.
Me too. Only, not in here.
Come on.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett.